You are listening to Purpose Over Perfection, hosted by me, Adrienne Reilly. I'm a mom, a blogger, an entrepreneur, and I love encouraging and empowering other women. You don't have to feel lost, anxious, overwhelmed, or confused with life anymore, and I'm here to help you embrace who you really are and explore all of those opportunities. Hey friends, so if you haven't ever checked out my website or my blog or my anything, I actually have a page dedicated to helping you with reducing your stress and anxiety and just really giving you a helping hand in as many ways as I possibly can. So if you go to adriennereilly.com/freebies, there is an entire page just full of them. I switch them out often. Right now there's a cleaning schedule, there's an anxiety PDF, and right now I'm in the process of switching something else, so you'll have to go over there and check it out and see what the new freebie is. Today we're going to be talking all about mental health. So if you have no idea what I went to school for, or maybe my knowledge behind everything, I went to school to become an educational assistant. And in that 2-year program, I'd really focused on not only, obviously, I had to take courses on special needs individuals and identifying that, like Asperger's and different kinds of autism, ADHD, learning disabilities, this entire spectrum, this plethora of diagnoses. And no, I'm not a doctor, but we were taught to recognize them and how to help children cope with them. And then I also specialized in taking some mental health courses, specifically anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder, and I took a short course on schizophrenia. So I've experienced anxiety and depression myself since I was a toddler. There has just been a lot in my life that has caused me to deal with that kind of stuff, but that is not the whole point of this podcast. But I have not only experienced mental health issues on my own personally, but I also have that, that textbook knowledge background. And I always am always researching, and I'm always trying my hardest to understand things on many different perspectives. And I think it's important to keep an open mind and to just know that if you are going to be triggered in this conversation or in this podcast, I think it's best that you might just press pause, maybe come back in a time frame when you're not so sensitive, or maybe just altogether skip this. But I did want to do a little disclaimer that I'm obviously not a licensed doctor, but I did want to give you my personal opinions based on my experiences and my education. So first things first, I know that so many individuals, like so many of my friends and family members, deal with anxiety and depression. And from someone on the outside looking in, I can see so many different life choices and life changes they could be making that could really lead them to a better life, not only with their mental health, but just a better life in general. I did take some notes just so I could be super clear with my message. And just another disclaimer, I totally understand that sometimes it's not as easy as going to counseling and working through that trauma and taking supplements and taking care of our bodies. Sometimes it is a deeper rooted issue that does have to do with your brain and all of those kind of imbalances that I'm not going to get into. But this is just kind of for the general population who is super happy to overdiagnose themselves, in case you have ever experienced a friend who have just all of a sudden woke up one day and are like, you know what, I was stressed the other day and I think I have anxiety. And when really it was just them procrastinating to the nines and not taking care of their body and then getting stressed out. So I just want to do like a million disclaimers that this is going to be a helpful podcast, but I do not want it to be something discouraging to anyone who is on medication, because that is your decision. That is totally your choice between you and your doctor. And I just want to give alternative options. So with all the disclaimers, let's just jump into it. So the first thing I want to talk about is supplements. And a lot of people roll their eyes when they hear this, but we look at natural health as something that's an alternative method to all sorts of health issues, when really it was the original method of medication. And so there are a ton of studies, especially in Canada. I feel like we do not get sunlight for like 7 months of the year. And specifically postpartum depression, there has been multiple studies that have linked that 71% of women who have struggled with postpartum depression or postpartum anxiety had a vitamin D deficiency. And yes, taking it one day is not going to make it disappear. I acknowledge that, and that should be common sense. But however, I personally took 10,000 units of vitamin D every single day for about 3 weeks, and it literally had, I've never felt that positive and uplifting in my entire life. And the thing is with natural medicine, if you have a deficiency and you catch yourself up, no, do not just take crazy amounts of any supplement just because you want to, in quotations, catch yourself up and not be deficient anymore. With vitamin D and vitamin C, there are those exceptions because they're like the least harmful of all vitamins, like, and as harmful, I mean, if you could, a kid could take an entire bottle of vitamin D and be okay. Anyways, let's get back into what I was talking about. So I took about 10,000 units for 3 weeks and I felt absolutely amazing, because when your body is deficient in something and it kind of, in quotations, does that catch up and finally is regulating again and is in a proper balance, you don't need to continue to take it anymore or as much. I still take it a couple times a week. I'm pretty forgetful about it now because I don't necessarily need it, but I don't ever want to fall back into that place where I am at my breaking point again. So another thing that's really good about vitamin D is you literally will not burn in the sun when you take vitamin D. We do not do sunscreen because of the chemicals in it. That's just, if you use sunscreen, that is okay. I'm just telling you about my experience. And we use vitamin D and it protects your skin as well as prevents burning, which is really cool. But let's go back to the mental health topic. Another supplement that's really good is vitamin B. So a lot of people with anxiety, if you didn't know this, usually have a nervous system. So it means it's super hypersensitive. And usually this is something that is hereditary, having a sensitive nervous system. And vitamin B, I believe it's vitamin B6. I am not looking at my notes at this exact second, but it helps calm your nervous system and really regulate that. And once again, once you kind of get that deficiency under control, a lot changes within your body and in your nervous system. And it is so wonderful. So vitamin D and vitamin B, those two are super, super cheap, by the way. The third thing is, you are a woman and you are not taking red raspberry leaf, I don't know what you're doing with your life. totally joking, by the way. But I wrote a million posts on this on my blog. If you go specifically to motherhood, so if you go to adrianreilly.com/motherhood/successful breastfeed, you will find the article that literally talks all about it. So it is high in vitamins B and C, and then the minerals are magnesium, iron, zinc, and phosphorus. So what this really does for you is toning the uterine line, helps balance your hormones, prepares the uterus for pregnancy and labor. It helps with infertility. That's like a whole new topic, but really when your hormones are out of balance and you don't have a good uterine lining, and you know what, that's a whole different topic for a different time, but this has helped and I have many friends who it has helped. It relieves nausea, just day-to-day PMSing within pregnancy. It helps factually reduce the amount of interventions within birth, factually relates to shorter birth times, and it helps with digestion, which is super amazing. And it's nutrients, nutrient dense in those vitamins I had told you about. And the leaves contain polyphenols, I think is how you pronounce it. And so what this is honestly, it acts as an antioxidant for your body, and this just protects your cells from getting damaged. And you know, we can go on this for a long time, but the reason this relates back to mental health is when your hormones are out of balance and your body is out of balance, you are not going to be feeling good in any aspect at all. And your reproductive system works more than just making babies and, you know, having a period. It relates into so many other aspects of your physical health and, once again, your mental health. And another really good thing about red raspberry leaf is it's been shown to neutralize the carcinogenics in your body and even contribute to self-destruction of cancer cells, which I think is amazing. total disclaimer, but I did want to share that because I think that's wonderful and I'm all about healthy living. And it's something I take during my pregnancies, especially. I know that us women during pregnancy, and if you're not, you can almost compare this to PMSing. The way you feel when you're PMSing, when you feel like your emotions are all over the place and you have to try really hard to control your emotions, is so similar to pregnancy. In my experience. And so taking red raspberry leaf and other supplements has really helped me be calm. And I really do think that although yes, having those hormone imbalances is super unfortunate and it does affect our mental health in many ways. Like imagine for those who have never been pregnant, imagine PMSing constantly for 9 months and imagine the effects on your mental health. It's crazy. So taking things like this really helps you to be calm and regulates it in a way where you don't feel drained and you don't feel like you're feeling and you don't feel that anxiety and depression that you honestly do feel bipolar. And I do not like saying that as a joke. Like I legitimately mean you have those extremely high highs and then it's almost like the next week you have those extremely low lows. And that's what happens when hormones play into your body. So I just want to say the human reproductive system plays more than just reproducing. So now that we kind of covered my favorite supplement topics, we're going to go into the counseling and support. So I kind of experienced this growing up and postpartum. So growing up, I didn't really have a ton of friends. You have seen in my last episode, kind of talking about being a black sheep, that has kind of always been something that has affected me, and it didn't really give me the chance or the opportunity to kind of recover from some of the trauma that had happened. And mental health totally just reflects on some of your childhood, and maybe if you have gone through trauma, absolutely you are going to struggle with some mental health issues from that. And so having a support system and having access to counseling is so important. And you can't just go and sit there and be like, all right, I'm here, I'm gonna get cured, I'm gonna get fixed. You really have to go to those counseling sessions with an open mind and really be open when you're talking. You can't just show up and say three things: that I like the color blue, my name is whatever your name is, and I weigh this much and I'm this tall. You can't just be super general. You need to open up and kind of peel back those layers, as uncomfortable as it gets, because the reason a counselor is there is to help you grow and to help you change your mindset and to help you recover from some of the trauma you have experienced. And it is important to just keep an open mind and understand that it's going to be uncomfortable, but I promise it is way better to be uncomfortable to get to a place where you feel happy rather than being at a comfortable, uncomfortable place, if that makes sense. Like we are so used to the pain and the trauma and the anxiety and the depression that we experience, and it's so comforting knowing what you're going to expect to feel, and it's so comforting knowing just the expectations, and it's almost anxiety reducing knowing what you're going to be feeling, which is so silly when you could be this happy, exuberant person. And so going to these counseling sessions, and you know, I don't recommend opening up to every single friend that you meet, just because I don't think that every single person deserves to have a piece of you. But I think if you make good connections with people that you think you can trust, absolutely open up about the way you're feeling and be honest about it, because they might be going through some of the same things, or they might be able to connect you with people who have gone through the same things. And connecting and sharing that kind of stuff is so important. And I think sharing with the right people is absolutely key. So the last thing I kind of want to touch about is diet and exercise. So like I said, I understand that some things are way extreme. Trust me, I totally get it. But have you ever noticed how you feel when you eat comfort foods every single day for a week? Let's just use these examples. Christmas, I understand that for some people it is an upsetting time because maybe they've lost family members, or maybe their family isn't a good place to be in. But that's not this topic at this exact moment. We're going to be talking about nutrition. Think about on holidays, whether it's Thanksgiving, Easter, Christmas, even on some of the big ones like Canada Day or whatever your favorite celebration is, and think about when you're eating like crap, how do you usually feel the next week after? Usually you feel hungover, even if you haven't been drinking. That is definitely the way to describe it. You feel hungover, you feel disgusting, you feel gross. And now picture this. You are already struggling every single day to get out of bed and just put on clean clothes, and you are struggling every single day to just brush your teeth and shower, and you're struggling every day to even do your hair, and you are struggling every day to even go to the grocery store without the fear of running into someone you know. So think about that. you are already struggling so heavily and you add on all of these gross foods that are just making you feel worse, and you're adding bad coping mechanisms like drinking or maybe using drugs, and you feel that much worse. What if you could flip the script? What if instead of eating hot dogs and, you know, the not gross, but macaroni and cheese for every single meal, what if instead you ate fruits and vegetables? And I'm not saying completely diminish your macaroni and cheese, because that stuff is amazing, but think about it. If you started adding way more vegetables in your diet and you started drinking water, how would you feel? You would probably feel amazing. Your digestion would be better. You quite literally could see clearer. And I don't mean like physically, but I definitely mean mentally. You are what you eat, and that's kind of a reality. I started to notice a really big difference with Maverick. I was just struggling with postpartum depression on a really deep level. I did not have the support. We were kind of going through a little bit of family discrepancies, like kind of, I'm not going to get into it, but it really did affect me because I really felt like I had absolutely no one but myself. And so one of the things I started doing is taking vitamin D regularly and taking red raspberry leaf regularly. And then starting to go to counseling. If you've listened to my previous podcast, you will know that the last 4 months of my pregnancy, I went weekly counseling. And then after I had Maverick, I went to every other week, and sometimes it was weekly. I would say I went 3 times a month to counseling, and I didn't really have a lot of friends. My friends were traveling the world. They were in college. They were doing their own things, and that is okay. And I'm not upset at them on any level, but it was lonely. And so I took that time to really focus on my nutrition. I ate a salad every single lunchtime. I had made mason jar salads to make sure that I was getting in proper nutrition. I cooked my breakfast every single day. I made eggs with a cup of veggies, either cooked in with it or on the side, and I had some sort of fruit. Like, I always had been treating my body properly, and with snacks, I didn't allow myself to have like any fast food or processed foods or anything with high sugars. I made fruits and veggies, and I made lean proteins, and I had meal prepped everything. And the whole point of me telling you this is because when I got to like the 4 or 5 month mark, I had felt like a new woman. I had felt confident in my body. I didn't struggle with postpartum depression or anxiety anymore. I actually had gotten pregnant. I didn't know that at the time, but when I started to feel amazing, I was actually pregnant again. And just like those little things, anxiety and depression had been helped by all of those supplements, the counseling, diet, exercise. I did start exercising. I go for walks. If you follow my Instagram, you know that I go for walks almost every single day, unless it's plus 35 and over because my kids will get heat stroke, or if it's below minus 25. And this is in Celsius, by the way. And so for that reason, I try really hard to move my body every single day because I know how good I feel. When I'm having a really bad day, the first thing I do is do a really quick tidy of the house. I eat something that's healthy, and I go outside and get fresh air. Those three things alone can definitely change a day. But these were my favorite alternative ways to kind of help with my mental health. And every time I'm struggling, I always lean back into it. And in this episode, I didn't include anything that had to do with personal development, just because I know some of you guys are not at that point where you can even think about turning on a podcast, and you really just need to be focusing on the teeny tiny steps that you can be doing right now. They're a little bit less intentional, but do help go, when you do them, they help you go a long way. So I hope that you had found some value in this, and maybe it gave you some insight of just some alternative methods. I am not saying in any way, shape, or form to throw out all of your medication or anything like that. That this was not meant to be discouraging in any aspect. Like I said, I understand everything on almost every single perspective. And I just wanted this to be an episode to kind of encourage you, give perspective, and let you know that you're capable of overcoming this. And it might be a hard journey, but you are capable. So that is everything. If you haven't gone to my website to grab those freebies, absolutely go ahead at adrianreilly.com/freebies. I'm going to pop off. Remember, if you take a screenshot of this, put it on your Instagram story and tag me at adrian.reilly, adrianne.reilie. I always do a draw at the end of the month and just pick someone for coffee, and just thank you for supporting me. I hope you have a wonderful day.